God Always Does What Is Most Loving by Joy McLean. Hear the Word of God. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done in the lives of many. Genesis 50, verse 20.
If anyone had reason to complain, it was Joseph. As a teenager, his older brother sold him into a caravan and lied to his father, telling him that his beloved son had been mauled by a wild beast. Later, Joseph is falsely accused by the wife of the man he serves and is thrown into prison. There he helps out the king's baker and the cupbearer. The cupbearer is rescued and placed back into service, and although he promises Joseph he'll remember him, he doesn't. And Joseph, an innocent man, continues to wait it out in prison. Two more years pass, and then his chance comes. He correctly interprets Pharaoh's dreams, and Pharaoh places him second only to the throne. By this time, Joseph was 30 years old. Eventually, famine in the land caused his brothers to come to Egypt searching for food. Imagine standing before your very brothers who sold you off. You have the power to destroy them, and no one would question you. But Joseph didn't think like that. He thought of home. He thought of his father and his younger brother, Benjamin. Although he toyed with his brothers, he was able to safely bring his father and the entire family into safe passage to Egypt. One of the most touching moments in Scripture is when Joseph sees his little brother, Benjamin, and when he makes himself known to his brothers. It is a heart-wrenching moment. Joseph speaks reassurance into their lives and immediately tells them that though they sold him into slavery, God meant it for good. God had a plan, and Joseph trusted the hand of God. There is freedom in forgiveness. Before one more day is marked off the calendar, check your heart. Is there someone you haven't forgiven? Perhaps you have been angry at God for being unable to conceive a child, or the journey of adoption has been so difficult. Bitterness is the weed that chokes out and extinguishes gratefulness. For many years, it appeared as if Joseph suffered under the heavy hand of others. He always seemed to be the man someone forgot. God, however, never forgot Joseph. Joseph understood that God had a plan. Joseph's compassion on those who meant him harm is testimony to a grateful heart. We have become a society that wants to blame others for the condition of our hearts. No matter what your circumstance, God has a plan, and His plan is for good. It is vital, however, that you confess the condition or the bitterness in your heart. God has not forgotten you, just as He has not forgotten Joseph. Though Joseph waited for years, and much of it in a jail cell, God never left him. He hasn't left you, nor has He given up on you. Joseph understood that God meant it for good. In your time of waiting, God absolutely means it for good. Even in our waiting for a child, God is there. He is preparing you, and His timing will bring kingdom-building glory and be perfect, just as it was for Joseph, in all the years he waited.